Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. I appreciate you taking the time to pray through these passages of Scripture and use the talking points to form your own prayer to the living God. Today we want to look at Job chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. But before we do, let's think about this powerful truth experience we call forgiveness. It's an area where many of us struggle. Sometimes when people hurt us, it's hard to let that go. We like to take the pain and kind of coddle it and mull it over and relive the hurtful conversation or action. Soon the infection turns to bitterness, and bitterness turns the heart hard, and a hard heart is always distanced from God. Sometimes the most difficult person to forgive is ourselves. When we hurt others, the pain often ricochets back. The disappointment turns inward. We are devastated by our own actions and words. And sometimes there are plenty of people around to remind us of what we've done. But look at today's passage. Job reminds us that God will not keep track of our sin. Job chapter 14, 16 and 17. For then you would number my steps. You don't keep watch over my sin. You seal up my transgressions in a bag. All my sins, cover over them and not see them any longer. Look what God does to our sin. He seals our sin in a bag, buries it in the ground, and covers it over. He puts our sins behind his back. He throws them in the sea of forgetfulness, the depths of the sea. He puts them out of sight and out of mind. But be sure, God does not take sin lightly. He forgives us because Jesus came to pay the penalty for our sin on the cross. God forgives us completely. That allows us to forgive others and to forgive ourselves. So some talking points. Confess your sins to God and know that He promises to forgive them. And then ask God to help you unload the heavy bag that holds guilt from the past. So Father, thank you for your complete forgiveness. Help us show our gratitude by offering forgiveness to someone today. In Jesus' name, amen.